Welcome to the committee.
Okay, thank you. My name is Ron Huber. I'm director of the Penobscot Bay Watch, and I'm not a fisherman, but I have as a mandate for my organization to take care of the habitats and environments that fish live in, and whether that's up toward Searsport or out toward Monhegan or elsewhere. And one of the big concerns I have as I speak in opposition to 1810 as it is here, is that there's been only a little bit of discussion, but mostly the bill really does focus almost entirely on nearshore waters. There's been a lot of talk about offshore, and there is an important offshore R&D development project going on, Monhegan and two other sites, and we're giving them a bit of pressure too to make it as good as possible. But this bill, it's a real problem, I think. Just to shorten things, I think Representative Percy's idea of it being turned to a resolve is an awfully good idea. The Marine Resources Committee should look at it. The scallopers and shrimpers and others are very concerned and would like to find out more about it, because those are the sort of things that can't fish around these things. Now, I took a quick look through LD 1810. It is pretty complicated, but it seemed like the Part A, there's the justification for setting up the windmills, one thing I noted is that the nearshore windmills, as they're already existing technology, would almost certainly be European or Chinese or others that are making them. They wouldn't be made in Maine, because they'll cost less if they're imported from a country that is building them for less. So I'm not quite sure what the earlier gentleman was saying about all the construction projects. And another thing is that in Part A, it seems to authorize taking private property on shoreline and interior landowners. It's called portside acquisition. And that would be condemning and taking private shorefront and other land all the way up to wherever the grid is, the national grid. And I think most members of the public haven't quite understood that. In Part B, there seems to be a lot about leasing marine submerged lands with 20-year leases, 30-year leases, 50-year leases. And something that seems very short-term, too. And they almost, I was guessing you'd call them wind farm options. And a little concerned about the transferability of these, where these leases and these short and long-term ones could be transferred. You'd end up with a couple large companies, very doubtfully that they'd be Maine-based, that would be running these things. And of course, Part C, the offshore windmills, the cables, the underwater buildings that you have to have there would all be exempted from municipal property taxes, even if they're right inside of the town's waters. And that seems to be a bit of a challenge, but they deal with that in Part E. But in Part D, it seems that wind is exempted by LURC from conservation laws if it qualifies as a community utility. And I'm not sure what that means. You have a couple of community members on the board and the rest are all utilities or what, but I hope that gets clarified. Part E, municipalities are stripped of any power to regulate wind farms in town waters, and they would have consultative authority only, and that seems very problematic in a state like ours. And from what I've found, the insurance for offshore wind in Europe is very concerned, because if you have fishing boats coming through an area and breaking cables or things, it's going to be expensive. They don't want to pay the insurance on that. So despite George LaPointe saying that it's very likely that the industry will be able to work together with the wind folks, it's very likely, though, that they'll simply do as they're doing in various parts of Europe and simply banning it from 5 mile squares and so on. There simply won't be any fishing allowed to protect, because the insurance industry will say, do that or no insurance. And we know how that works with cars and other things. I noticed that it would forbid Maine citizens from filing appeals of these Department of Environmental Protection windmill projects to the Board of Environmental Protection. They'd have to go right to Superior Court, which is much more expensive, much more difficult for people to do than use the board. I noted it said that forbid the board from assuming jurisdiction over the windmill applications if somebody requested them to. No. And these are called streamlining, but when streamlining simply means weakening laws and removing the citizens' and communities' rights to appeal things, that's That's more amputation than streamlining. Just in closing, I think, you know, this would really cause historic changes in Maine's coastal waters. A century and a half ago, there were lobbyists that convinced the legislature to give away the Maine woods, public woods, to big absentee corporations. And this bill would kind of do the same thing with coastal waters, only to the energy companies. And I really think that you should refer this bill, you know, to the Marine Resources Committee and other committees. If that requires turning in a resolve to do that, I don't understand the process enough to know that. Then that's what you should do. You should certainly to hold public hearings along the Maine coast a little more. Maine Lobstermen's Association was involved with this, but the reason there's a Down East Lobstermen's Association is that the Maine Lobstermen's Association doesn't always get it. And there are also a lot of other organizations that would like to have some input than just this one organization. So I'd say please don't present these folks with this fait accompli and then be reduced like George DePointe at the Fisherman's Forum going, well, like it or not, prepare to share. And that's not democracy. So please just don't rush the bill through. That's all I have to say.
Mr. Hubert, let me commend you on what you've already learned about the process.
Thank you.
Watch out if you become too familiar with it.
Well, I used to come to a lot of these hearings, only now that it's streamed online, I've saved a lot of carbon, you might say. But there's nothing like actually seeing you guys at work. This is great.
Are there any questions from committee members? Thank you very much for your testimony.